At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. On what feels like a wacky day, but it was like what I said at 2 o'clock. They just can't have a normal loss. This really should have been your normal everyday collapse at the end. And you end up losing to a team that was supposed to be better than you anyway. By the way, Aronde Gadsden, our friend, his son, Aronde Gadsden II, terrible first possession. Mm-hmm. Caught a pass, fumbled it, led directly to a Dolphins touchdown. But then he bounced back.
7 for 68.
He had 68 yards. I think he had, what, 8 receptions, 7 receptions, 8
receptions? 7 receptions, yeah.
Yeah. I had texted OG after the game, and I said something along the lines of, good to get the fumble out of the way early. He came back, had a game. He said, so proud of how he got refocused and did his thing.
Yeah.
So Aronde Gadsden II ended up having a good game after a terrible, and you know he felt terrible because there were so many friends and family in the stands watching him there, and that fumble, terrible fumble, and led directly to Dolphins points. So you know that he was probably feeling terrible, but he bounced back, had a great game. So yeah. Aronde Gadsden.
And I think they schematically put him in those flat routes because he was at home. They have a bunch of good tight ends. But, yeah, they did that for OG, which is great. You know, I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh fan, but that was cool for him to do that.
When you're getting that many catches and you've got Ladd McConkey and Keenan Allen on the team, like, you're in the NFL. When you're getting that many targets, you're in the NFL.
Those little flat routes could have been ran by anybody on that team, but they did it for OG because, like you're saying, they could have done it for the other tight ends. But he was he's an NFL tight end. He's big as hell. He looks comfortable. To your point, he looks like an NFL player, and I think he's going to be hell when he gets the. You think about it. What's that? His sixth game at the highest level of football.
And the first two where he was inactive.
Yeah, so fourth game at the highest level of football. He's going to be hell here coming up in the next couple of years.
Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
This was something I discussed, and I just wanted to run it by you guys. With Tobin yesterday on Game Day Uncensored, and I think even more so now, it rings truer to me. Hawk, in the offseason, Jalen Ramsey wants out. And Jalen Ramsey clearly is asking out from the Dolphins, and you said something that I still remember, where you said, what did he know, or what does he know about this team? What does he know about McDaniel? What does he know about this team? Lack of leadership. And I hate to admit it, but guys, Jalen Ramsey was right. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey, from the very beginning, coming into the season, knew that this team is fractured from within. organization top to bottom is fractured from within, lack of leadership, and he wanted out. That guy was right.
Yeah, and you got to see some of them guys, like he came from McVay's Rams that won a Super Bowl. Like Tua doesn't know what it looks like. To Tua's defense, he doesn't know what top NFL organizations look like because he walked into Flores, which he walked into a bumble bleep, and then he got into another bumble bleep, and he just doesn't know what that looks like. Ramsey's seen it. He's seen the chef cooking it up in the back and knows what that dish looks like. And he said, you know what? Yeah, this is going to come out the kitchen looking too good. And he was correct. We talked to him up in Pittsburgh, and it was kind of what he's saying. Like, not any breaking any news because he said it on, you know, on the podcast. He said it to other people. He's like, no, I wanted to – I'm on the back end of my career, and I wanted to go somewhere and try to win a Super Bowl. And he didn't see it being here.
Because remember, though, he had no say in where he ended up.
Right.
He just wanted out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they owed him, you know, he was a guy who'd played for the organization for 12 years and you were going to give him, you know, the path to wherever he wanted to be. Like, he just wanted out of here. And you look at what's gone on through six games and you go, oh, I get it.
And then Minka was here, asked to leave, got sent right back, and now on a 1-5 team. I know Minka's fire hot.
Fire hot.
Come on.
he's like sort of here though, you know, it's, like he's here, but is he really here?
It's kind of right. Like those cartoons when the guy digs out of jail, jumps in the bottom of a truck, the truck rides him around a circle, takes him right back to jail. Free.
Can I interest you in a Mike McDaniel note from today's press conference that doesn't revolve around the Tua inflammatory remarks?
Yes.
Sure.
He says there won't be any players returning from injured reserve this week. So that includes James right. Daniels. That includes Liam Eichenberg. That includes Austin Jackson. And that includes Jason Sanders. So that is kind of a big deal. There's no reinforcements coming anytime soon.
I didn't want to bring it up, but your guy Riley Patterson blew the game. If he hits that 57 yarder, which is a chip shot for good field goal kickers
chip
in
shot.
The league,
yeah, no,
they
chip
win
shot.
The game.
Right.
Yeah, it is. 57 chip for good field goal kickers above average. The average guys do exactly what he's been doing this season. And in fact, I'll give you something here. This is interesting. We can couch this under 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. From DolphinsTalk.com, they did stock up, stock down. Pretty easy, but Mike McDaniel is one of the stock down. But what they write is, Riley Patterson has been good. But when you have a lead in the second quarter at home, I'm not sure you should have your backup kicker try a 57-yard field goal. He misses it. The Chargers get the ball at midfield and have the lead moments later. There's being aggressive and there's being silly. This was a ridiculous decision. And the guys at Dolphins Talk are correct there. What happened was Mike McDaniel started looking at Riley Patterson the way Solana has, which is, he's doing everything perfectly that a very average kicker can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he forgot that he was a very average kicker and said, oh, I'll have him go out here and make a 57-yarder. We all knew before the season started. I remember looking at his numbers. There was no chance in hell he was going to hit a 57-yard field goal. He didn't. And the Dolphins didn't have the lead moments later.
I don't know about no chance in hell.
Don't argue this.
He wasn't no chance in hell. This guy was 100% on the season.
He was 100% from 40 and 30.
Yeah.
He hit a 47 yarder yesterday.
And that's 10 more yards. 47 and 57.
That's
another 30.
That's an average kicker. Average kickers can make those with no problem. He's good. He should be on an NFL team. But to suggest, which is what you suggested before the season, that he's as good as Jason Sanders is folly, because Sanders would have nailed that.
My point from the beginning, and I don't want to rehash it. My point from the beginning was that you won't feel a massive drop off between Jason Sanders and whoever the Dolphins sign, who ended up being Riley Patterson, who was outstanding until yesterday. And even yesterday went 2 of 3, hit 2 field goals. And by the way, you guys argued that losing Jason Sanders was bigger than losing a tackle.
No.
How's that working out for you?
Specifically Patrick Paul.
The only good player on the Dolphins offensive line. Losing your right tackle.
Specifically.
And losing your guard.
Yeah. You're telling me that you don't think Patrick Paul, after one season. I'm not doing this argument again. The fact that Riley Patterson kicked that 57-yarder instead of Jason Sanders yesterday cost them the game.
So Jason Sanders hit
57.
Jason Sanders, yes. If he's on the team yesterday, the Dolphins win that game, is what you're saying?
100%.
I can't say that. I would say the game would play out differently because the numbers would be different and more chances would have to be taken than they were by the Chargers. It would have played out totally differently if there was 3 more points on the board.
Okay, so it's not the Dolphins offense looking absolutely anemic coming out in the second half until the very end of the game.
They're up by 4, 5, 6. You don't need to just kick a field goal at the end there.
It's not Jalen Phillips not knowing how to bring a guy down when he has all of his body weight on him. It's not the Dolphins secondary not being able to tackle a guy in the open field.
Even if Trader tackles him there, they've still got to get in the end zone if Jason Sanders has kicked that field goal.
Solana, there's a lot at fault. And Jason Sanders not being able to hit a 57-yarder is a fault part.
No, Sanders would hit it.
Riley Patterson, Jalen Phillips, Trader. We know who messed up yesterday. Riley Patterson's in that bunch.
It's not Malik Washington not knowing to stay inbounds.
They're all in it. All in the same bus.
It's not special teams. It's not the special teams letting the return get to the 40-yard line. So all
I didn't want to go down this path.
All on the same bus. And Riley Patterson's on that bus.
There's myriad reasons for the loss. And I don't want to blame it on Riley Patterson because he really has had a very good season.
So just say I was right. That's all you have to do. And
you weren't. You literally were proven wrong yesterday.
I don't think I was. I think I was proven right because through five weeks, Riley Patterson was not a topic of discussion, which is my point.
What has he done that shows you he's anything better than an average kicker?
Nothing.
That was my point. Jason Sanders has shown you he's a much better than average kicker.
It's fine. You guys take the L. It's fine.
Stock up, stock down.
Wow. They literally lost yesterday, and your guy missed a field goal.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Titans have fired Brian Callahan. That's the first head coach fired. Listen to this stat that I just read. Brian Callahan was 4-19 against the spread as the Titans head coach. That's the worst against the spread mark by a head coach in the Super Bowl era with a minimum of 5 games, according to ESPN.
Yeah, that gets you fired.
I mean, he's got a terrible team, and he's probably playing a quarterback sooner than he'd like to be playing him, but you put up those kind of numbers and results, James Franklin can tell you. Mm-hmm. Put up those kind of the only person who's immune to it is Mike McDaniel.
It's crazy. No, because what happened is he came out hot. He is living off of 2023. Yeah. He is.
Yep. I'm just gonna run through some local headlines. The Panthers are 3-0. Deserve some love.
Yes, they do.
Thank God for the Florida Panthers.
Oh.
Amen.
And the
Miami Hurricanes. They play Friday against Louisville. Should we talk about your Florida Gators? You let me know. I'm ready to go.
No.
A lot of college football. A lot of college football stuff.
Hey, man. Napier and McDaniel should get together and go run a very strong D3 program somewhere. North Texas might need someone. They need to make calls.
The Panthers play the Flyers tonight. It's the
James
first
Franklin. Game. I was going to say, James Franklin, by the way, just as an aside, a little stat that I read that I thought was incredibly interesting. He will make over $20,000 per day from Penn State for the next 6 years. This is the greatest job in the world, getting fired as a college football coach with a big buyout. He will make $20,000 per day. He will make $913 per hour for the next 6 years from Penn State. He will make $666,000 per month for the next 6 years from Penn State.
They said the new lottery is getting a buyout from a college.
You know the only coach who's ever gotten a bigger buyout?
Who? Charlie Strong.
You know Solana? Mm-mm. Who got a nice one, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Who is it?
Oh. No.
I mean, it's got to be
Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
okay. Jimbo Fisher got over $70 million buyout.
From A&M, right?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I knew it was in Texas. That's why I was like, it got to be some oil money involved in this.
Over $70 million to not coach.
I think Charlie was over 50.
Yeah, he did all right.
And he's now coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. He's a, yeah, they make up names for him. Quality
like
top
a consultant.
Linebacker consultant. Yeah.
Either get paid out by a college football team, become a Browns quarterback, or just make Stephen Ross have a soft spot in his heart for you. And you're set for life, baby.
Hey, man, the Browns need to be – they need some legal action taken against them. They made Dylan Gabriel throw the ball 52 times yesterday.
I didn't even see any of it. Was he terrible?
Talk. That is player abuse. 59 points. He had 52 attempts, completed like 26, and he threw for 200 yards on 52 attempts.
Dolphins are underdogs to him. I'm not even joking.
That's crazy.
So when they do the, they do the pop up with the players behind the team name. Yeah. Are they really putting Tua and Dylan Gabriel up there, or Miles Garrett?
You got to put up Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders.
Will we see Quinn Ewers this season?
That's what Dez Bryant tweeted out. Bryant said, if you want to win, bench Tua and play Quinn Ewers.
It's why it's so tough for me to listen to Dez Bryant's comments and be like, yeah, he's onto something, because he couched it all with, you want to win, start Quinn Ewers. It's like, why'd you add that at the end?
So we just skip. Oh, you just skip over Zach Wilson.
Bro. Skip over the season. Let's get to the draft. I'm just worried about when Keyshawn Johnson is going to show us something for the Heat.
Speaking of Keyshawn Johnson, the Heat, they play the Atlanta Hawks tonight to 6:01 start time. I mean, this puppy is starting at 6 on the dot, 6:01 to be exact.
All right.
Panthers at the Flyers, Heat at the Hawks. Inter Miami won over the weekend 4-0 against Atlanta United. That was their penultimate regular season game. They'll play the 18th. That's this Saturday on the road at Nashville. Tonight, NFL action. You have a doubleheader. Falcons-Bills at 7:15. Commanders and the Bears at 8:15. FIU plays Tuesday Night Football tomorrow at Western Kentucky. Your weather right now in South Florida, a bit cloudy, a bit rainy, but hot and humid. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, take a quick break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua tartar.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was just looking over some tweets during the commercial break from Will Manso. Will Manso from Local 10 out at the Mike McDaniel press conference. And then some player availabilities as well. I see your mic is muted, Crowder. I see that you don't recognize.
Oh. That.
And I see your phlegmy. You are beyond phlegmy the last couple of days.
I think it's my juicing.
But in other words, I'm not asking what's causing the phlegm. You don't know before you're going to speak that it's going to come out like, oh. you don't feel all the phlegm building up in there, huh?
I'm a nose breather.
Yeah, you're a mouth breather. anyway, here's what Will Manso tweeted out. Patrick Paul asked about Tua's comments, and if the QB talked to his Dolphins teammates about it, says it's not a topic he wants to discuss openly. Quote, I try to keep that stuff out of the media. I think that should be handled internally. And Will follows up. He wouldn't say if it was handled.
Oh, a second year guy knew this will be right. Internal.
Well, I think they've all realized at this point how much this has blown up, and they're not going to allow this to become, I think, a media he said, she said type thing. Like, now they're going to nip this in the butt. Tua's not going to ever speak again.
Oh, no.
Tua's going to sound like any other. Tua's going to do press conferences like he's Bill Belichick from now on.
Yep. Sounds good. You know, we just got to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Will Manso says, Aaron Brewer on Tua's comments and if the QB needed to apologize or explain to the team. Things that happen within the team should stay within the team. He says that goes for everything in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Will Manso tweets out, two of Tua's offensive linemen today said what they felt about Tua's comments without really saying anything. Keep stuff in-house. They didn't defend him or criticize him. McDaniel doesn't seem concerned it will linger. He said Tua spoke to the guys about it. And then finally, Will Manso says, Zach Sealer says he won't critique Tua for saying what he said. Says players always have good internal meetings and have to be able to discuss tough things if it helps winning. As for any culture issues, the quote from Zach Sealer is, there's been stuff in the past that has been absolutely fixed.
If I'm talking to some teammates in the corner and Tua walks up, we get quiet. You're not going to go tell the coach or somebody else what I'm saying. No. It's going to affect him. I don't say his whole career, but for the near future, that post-game press conference is going to affect people trusting him.
Yeah. It doesn't affect anything if you're 4-2 or 5-1, but when you're 1-5 and you lose a game in the fashion that they lost yesterday, that can affect everything moving forward. Because you're looking for things now to be annoyed about or to place more blame on. And so, yeah, you go, oh, that guy, he ain't got my back.
Remember earlier this year when they started talking about player-only meetings? And then there was a report that coaches were sneaking into player-only meetings? And now Tua was saying people are getting late to player-only meetings? What good teams are player-only meetings being spoken about? That's what I went off in the segment today. None. You meet all day long. If you're when Zach Thomas pulled me to the side and said, hey, CeCe, let's go look at this. You know, they have this, you know, two tight end run package when the tight end becomes a fullback. Let's go look at it. I'll show you how I'm going to fit it. We didn't call it a players-only meeting. We called it a couple guys getting the 12 personnel runs together. They're making something out of these player-only meetings that good teams, in a real meeting, hey, I remember the perfect one because I was young. There was something with Jason Taylor on the edge, and I played behind him, where they didn't want JT to get chipped every time because he would destroy your whole game plan because he was a Hall of Fame, first ballot, defensive end. They said, hey, Crowder, walk up in the B-gap. If the back flares, JT takes him, covers him, and you just blitz. There's nobody to block you. It's called Baker change. When they implemented that in the meeting, JT said, excuse me, coach, CC, it has to be right now. If he doesn't flare right now across my face, you got him. If he goes right now, I'll take him because I want to rush the pass. I don't want to be running around with running backs in the flat all day. I said, got you, big bro. Was that a players-only meeting or was that football meeting that he just told the coach, let me get this straight right now so we can go on the field and execute? This player-only crap, it's getting on my nerves hearing about it three times in 6 weeks. The hell with players-only meetings. It's called preparing for a game.
Yeah, that's the part that I think is getting lost because that was happening last week where they were talking about having coaches in the players-only meetings, but these weren't players-only meetings the way that we think of them where it's a come-to-Jesus meeting because things have gone off the rails. These are typical preparation meetings where you're getting ready for that week's opponent, and so they were having some coaches sit in, but that's probably not abnormal as well, and I don't understand why Tua, though, would bring something as innocuous as that up. Yes. Because the way you're describing it, and from what I feel, I think I understand about it, these are innocuous. This isn't a, hey, team, we're all getting together at 5 p.m. and we are going to hash out this huge issue that we're having. That's not what Tua was referencing. These are like little get-togethers to prep for the upcoming opponent. Why he felt the need to bring that up is kind of bizarre.
Why do they feel the need to bring it up at all? This, remember, I would say week two or three, we're going to sit down and have player-only meetings. Week five, there's reports that coaches are in player-only meetings. Now, Tua blows it up with people are coming late to players-only meetings. When we're in the cold tub with an iPad, why be showing me how he's going to cover the tight end, push him outside so he can stay inside out? Was that a players-only meeting? I don't know what they're talking about. I played at a very high level, or a very high level of football, Solana, because I knew where you're going to go. You weren't at that high level. I played at a high level of football. I started for the Dolphins with some great players. We had the Saban year, 05, 06. We were top 10 in everything. We didn't have to set aside time to prepare for a game on Sunday. You are a professional athlete getting paid. I should not have to have Tua tell me to be in a players-only meeting. For that to happen, that's why I said earlier, I'm going back on the coaches. You don't have enough time in your meeting to prepare your players to play? It's embarrassing. This is what the player around the league right now, because it did blow up. Everybody watches ESPN. For this,
I'm watching. They're talking about it right now on ESPN. They've got Orlovsky, RC.
For this
they're on
to
NFL
be the,
Live. They're talking about it right now.
For this to be the main topic of the organization of the Miami Dolphins, there are players in locker rooms right now laughing, making jokes. Like this dude be like, hey, y'all, let's get some players only meetings. All y'all be on time. They're making fun of the Miami Dolphins because this is not normal for player only meetings to blow up like this.
All right, we got to take a break. Crowder will tell us about Delaware Chicken Farm. Apparently he can't read his text thread. So the part on the text where I said, you do Delaware.
Oh, that was further up in the action.
Right. You do know that you can scroll up to see what is the most recent command.
Hey, look at that, Delaware.
Look at that. All right. Well, you just worry about getting rid of your phlegm.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, I imagine everyone within that Dolphins organization is tired of being talked about the way that they have been talked about. Yes. It's probably about 24 hours almost. It's 3:52 now. When that game ended yesterday, about 4 o'clock, 4:15. So about 24 hours, man, Tua wishes he could take that press conference, just that little innocuous comment back. Although I don't understand why he felt it necessary to bring that up in the first place. But I'm telling you, he's become a different person over the year. Like, we watched him mature and become a different person. I remember watching it with Dwayne Wade Dwayne Wade, you know, first came to the Heat, and then as he became more successful and then became a leader and had more money in the account and whatever. Tua was a totally different guy than we used to watch with Brian Flores, but there just seems to, I don't know. I guess it's just all about winning and losing. Because whatever if they're winning and he says that, people are probably like, yeah, you go, Tua. Let them know.
Yeah. But they're winning.
Because they're losing, it's like, Tua, what are you doing?
And also, that's not good leadership. Like, he is maturing. You're right. He's changed. He's maturing. Cam Newton calls it talkative Tua. Because Tua used to say the cliche lines. Got to work hard to get better, you know, look to the next week, you know, and we have to all get better as a team. Like, the stuff that everybody says, all those quarterbacks say that don't want to tell you a damn thing. As he's opening up, or as he's, maturing, I say he's maturing into somewhat of a butt wipe. And that's not good.
Again, though, it's because I don't think he's a butt wipe at all. I think he's a really nice guy. I think he wants the best for everyone around him and his teammates. I really think it's one of these things of, it's the Mike McDaniel thing. The outfits, the glasses, the off-whites, everything's cool when you're winning. Mm-hmm. He was getting torched for his little capri pants yesterday in his post-game press conference, talking about, you know, people were, former players tweeting out, you can't have that look after a loss at 1-5. And the Tua stuff, I'm telling you, all this stuff is It's reacted to differently if you're winning. But when you're losing, it's tough to do anything right.
But if you're winning, you don't have to go on upset rant. I think him venting upset, they need to let him talk on Mondays. They shouldn't let him talk after games anymore.
Maybe not.
Because he's obviously upset, and that's when he just starts going on. Because he never went on tangents before. He didn't even say much. I'm just, you know, I didn't know if he spoke good English his rookie year. He never said anything. And now he's just bringing up stuff to talk bad. And that's too, you would take it as he's blaming the other people. Because Tua,
that's
you
how a lot of people take it. And by the way, if you listen to his entire post-game press conference, he kept saying, I need to do better. I threw three interceptions. I thought he took plenty of accountability for yesterday. That's not being included in a lot of people's views of what he said. A lot of people are just taking that one snippet. To me, it doesn't erase, though, the snippet. The snippet was weird to talk about, you know, the players only meeting. But he did take accountability, I thought.
But it's no, there's no reason for him as a leader. There's no leader would say, yeah, I play bad, but they ain't even coming to meetings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was almost couching his bad performance on, hey, yeah, you know, I can't throw three interceptions, but if we came to these team meetings, I was there. They weren't. They're coming late. Why even put that out there? That was just, it was almost mind-blowing. I said perplexing earlier. I was trying to use a big word. It blew my mind when I was sitting there watching the fifth quarter, whatever, because I left the game early. I'm not going to sit in that traffic. I'm not a good fan, I guess. But, and I'm sitting at home when the game ends, and I'm watching. I said, what did he just say? And then it just blew up on social media, and I was like, yeah, he said what I thought he said.
It's got no signs of letting up, man. This can be talked about on Monday Night Football on both broadcasts. Yeah.
And the coverage of it is only going to make worse what the locker room, even if they're not articulating it. I was talking I golfed in Vernon Carey, the Vernon Carey Family Foundation golf tournament this morning. And Lamar Thomas was there, Vernon Carey, obviously Vernon Carey was there, Kajana Carter. And Kajana was saying, man, there ain't no way somebody not going to punch him in his face this morning. It was like, there has to be a fight in that locker room. Somebody, and he was like, when I play, he started naming off guys on different teams. He was like, if he heard that, he's walking right up to your locker, and he's going to push you. He's going to slap you. You can't do that to your teammates. And I said, Key, name the person on this team.
That's the thing. Yeah.
That you see that's going to do that. And Kajana looked around like, who, the only person I could think of has just had knee surgery. And I said, so who's number two behind Tyreek? That just, you know, somebody has the personality that you're speaking of. And y'all could tell me who, Solana, you're around them more. We can ask people who is going to get mad enough to really approach and address Tua about this. I don't see anybody on this team doing that.
Talked about it all offseason. Who's the leader of this group? Who is it? You lose Calais Campbell. Who is it? And guys, it's six games in. I still don't have an answer.
You thought it might be Zach Seeler, but his play on the field hasn't shown leadership stuff. So,
and this isn't, because this is going to sound very, this hardworking white boy versus the athletic black guy conversation. He's not nasty. He's a very nice human that plays hard and plays aggressive. And he's, you know, he likes physicality, but he's not like, he's never going to snap. He's never going to go crazy. He's not going to fight.
Right.
Like, who? Every team in the past, I can name guys that Jalen Ramsey, if Jalen was still on his team, Jalen would go up and say something to him. Bro, you don't do that. What the hell are you talking? What the hell are you thinking about telling the media? Like, you, even if it's not a fight, what the hell were you thinking about telling the media?
In your face, face to face.
Yeah, face to face. Why are you throwing us? Why are you throwing your teammates under the bus after a loss? That's the dumbest time to throw us under the bus.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. It'll be an abbreviated 4 o'clock hour because preheat begins at 4:45 tonight. You've got Heat preseason basketball tonight beginning at 6. Preheat begins at 4:45. So we'll jam in an hour's worth of content in 45 minutes coming up next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea.
Water.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.